Flashback 3. Heart of November. Wind blows like a shuffling of eras. Snow and my mother's face wait in the background to test their philosophy of inevitability. Lights, like a line of ants, lead to the dining room. I am the bride. It's the end of the ceremony. And as I prepare to sleep, others carefully remove 21 pins from my head, as many as the years I've lived. I know almost nothing of life. Know only that in sharp turns, experience matters less than two burning lights in the chest. I try to hide my happiness under white fuzz, like an orange, carefully peeled. I have emerged cunningly from my genetic prophecy, holding on tight to the belly of the ram, out of the Cyclops cave. If I struggle to part the curtains a little, with two well-manicured fingers, I will see two shadows moving in harmony on the asphalt, the musician and the cello after the concert, men and the anti-prophecy.